This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has pledged to increase British military funding by £5 billion or $6 billion US dollars over the next 2 years in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the challenge posed by China. In an interview, Sunak says it's important Russia stays isolated.
The strong message I'd say to the international community is we're going to continue to isolate Russia because what they're doing is illegal, it's wrong, and provide support to Ukraine quickly because with that they can really make a breakthrough in this war and bring this conflict to an end.
Courtesy NBC's Nightly News, the extra money will be used in part to replenish Britain's ammunition stocks depleted from supplying Ukraine in its defense against Russia. A year of Western sanctions on Russia has made little difference to ordinary Russian life, but growing challenges may test the country further. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Despite a year of restrictions, economic life for ordinary Russians doesn't look at all different than it did before the invasion of Ukraine. There's no mass unemployment, no plunging currency, and no lines in front of failing banks. However, with sanctions on fossil fuels now taking effect, a change may come. Some economists believe the new sanctions will weaken Russia and Ukraine and could affect the Russian currency. Other experts think Russia isn't likely to run out of money this year, but instead will face a slow slide into years of economic stagnation. I'm Karen Chamas.
The International Criminal Court is planning to seek the arrest of Russian officials for forcibly deporting children from Ukraine and targeting civilian infrastructure, a source said on Monday, in what would be the first international war crimes cases arising from Moscow's invasion. This is VOA News. U.S. officials from President Joe Biden to New York Governor Kathy Hochul are insisting the nation's banking system is safe.
The banking industry in our state is strong. It is on solid footing. And the actions taken yesterday by the federal government and quickly implemented by our superintendent will go a long way toward bolstering that.
New York bank regulators took possession of Signature Bank on Sunday following the closure of the Silicon Valley Bank on Friday after depositors rushed to withdraw their funds all at once. The collapse of two banks stirred fears of a broader disruption and prompted regulators to offer emergency loans to banks to stave off additional failures. No death penalty for the New York City bike path killer because the jury is divided, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The same jury convicted Saifullo Saipov of 28 charges, including murder and supporting a terrorist organization. He drove a truck along a popular New York bike path. 8 people were killed. In the penalty phase, the jury told the judge they weren't able to reach a unanimous decision, meaning Saipov will get an automatic life sentence without parole. Prosecutors say Saipov sped up, trying to kill as many people as he could. Saipov's lawyer said with a life sentence, his client would die in prison, in obscurity, not as a martyr, not as a hero to anyone. I'm Ed Donahue.
A controversial oil drilling plan for Alaska's North Slope is getting the U.S. stamp of approval from President Joe Biden's administration. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Environmentalists are expressing disappointment with President Biden's decision to greenlight Alaska's North Slope Willow Development Project. Sources say the plan would allow 3 drill sites for about 219 wells in total. Oil company ConocoPhillips says it could produce up to 180,000 barrels of oil a day and 300 long-term jobs. The Stop Willow campaign had been gaining traction on social media, gathering more than 300 million views on TikTok. Separately, the White House announced that nearly 3 million acres of the Beaufort Sea would be closed off from oil exploration, and drilling would be limited to protect wildlife in more than 13 million acres in the National Petroleum Reserve. I'm Jennifer King.
Cyclone Freddy, packing powerful winds and torrential rain, killed at least 70 people in Malawi and Mozambique on its return to southern Africa's mainland, authorities said Monday. Freddy, on track to become the longest-lasting storms on record, barreled through southern Africa over the weekend for the second time in within a few weeks, making a comeback after a first hit in late February. More than 60 bodies were found during the day in southern Malawi, where heavy downpours triggered flooding, according to the Red Cross. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.